Welcome. Our Given Purpose is on the air at Apple iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. Today's podcast, titled The Wilderness Season, comes to us from Galatians chapter 6. I am Tori, your host and founder of OurGivenPurpose.com, which is a faith-based Christian website. I have been called to create a space to help you think differently about life. Finding our given purpose within God's plan means we first need to identify what is blocking us. We can resist God's calling because of arrogance, anger, pride, or fear. Through reading and applying God's word to our lives, we will become more mindful of our words and behaviors, thus producing love and acceptance of our peers. We are commanded to love one another. We do that when we love God, love ourselves, and love each other. I am excited to welcome our new listeners. Hello, my name is Tori. I am a redeemed daughter of Christ, a theology student, writer, speaker, podcaster, photographer, and vlogger. I am a happily married wife of 20 years to my beloved and mother to our two sons. If you have not subscribed to this website or Apple iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify, it is completely free to download. New broadcasts are here every Tuesday and Thursday by 6 p.m. Thank you for tuning in and sharing my journey as a woman of faith on this Thursday, March the 7th, 2019. Bible reading is Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 10. Brethren, even if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself, so that you too will not be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But each one must examine his own work, and then he will have reason for boasting in regard to himself alone, and not in regard to another. For each one will bear his own load. The one who is taught the word is to share all good things with the one who teaches him. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. So then, while we have the opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of the faith. Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 10, New American Standard Bible. Let us pray. Abba, Father, thank you for this opportunity to serve you and for all those who are able to listen. Lord, work within us. We do not wish to think more of ourselves than we ought to. Be our guide and show us how to think humbly, minister, support, and imitate your love for us. Lord, let us all be affectionate to those who have fallen into sin, and let us bear each other's burden. Remove the spirit of gossip, slander, and pettiness away from us, and let us see how each and every action has a consequence. Lord, we know that our prayers are not enough, that we need to act according to your wisdom. Lord, we humble ourselves before you and give you praise. Thank you for this time here. In your name I pray, amen. Hello, purposeful family, and welcome to this space. I get inspired through reading God's word and being out in his nature. I recall a story that sums up how I believe finding our purpose can work in this universe. If you allow me some latitude and a slight break from our normal routine, I would like to share a story with you now. There was a man who worked as a lumberjack. It was his job to cut down trees. But for each tree he watched fall, he would secretly plant a seed. However, his passion was to spread the word of God in his own church or wherever the Lord led him. One day, at his work site, all the other men went to a nearby town for lunch and to take a much-needed longer break. This man, the lumberjack, decided to stay behind so that he could, one, plant some tree seeds, and two, practice a sermon he had written. Standing on the back porch of the makeshift office, deep in the forest, he began praying. As he found his voice, the sound bounced off the trees and rustled the leaves of the tall oaks. He knew he was miles away from anyone and poured his heart out to God, bold and unashamed. As the months went by, he continued to follow this same practice of staying behind once a week and allowing the forest to be his audience. Several years went by, and the woodsman continued reading, praying, speaking to God, and learning more about himself and the nature that surrounded him. 10 years later, he was given the opportunity to preach at his church. He was so nervous that his words were not coming out as they normally had. He was fumbling through his notes and started to sweat profusely. At his wit's end, he closed his eyes, thinking that this was not the place God wanted him to be, and he began to cry. And just then, a man stood up near the back of the church and started clapping. The woodsman looked up to see a man he didn't recognize. The stranger said, "It's okay, Pastor. Take your time. You have been preparing for this moment for over a decade, and we can only imagine how this must feel. But just remember all those sermons you preached in the forest to me, and take your time." With that, the stranger sat down. Whew. Okay, let that sink in for a second. You see, the woodsman thought he was alone and that no one ever heard or saw him. But what he didn't know was the stranger lived in the woods and took notice of what the woodsman was doing. He would water and mark the seeds that the woodsman planted, and he also listened to all of his sermons. The one thing we can be sure of is that someone is always watching. We see each other. Our hearts and motives are on display. Whether it is a phone conversation, a social media post, or a speech in the wilderness, those who are watching will come to light when we least expect it. The woodsman kept focused on his goal and his passion, even though he was doing something else. He didn't allow his job to become a distraction. He used it as an opportunity to better himself until it was his time. Dear Purposeful Family, have you arrived at the moment you have been waiting for? Are you walking in your purpose through education, a career choice, or an entrepreneurial venture? Do you know who is watching, listening, and silently supporting you? I guarantee that God sees it all. And it may surprise you that those who were invisible to your plight as you continue to grow will come to light to give you the motivation at the time you need it. We are never completely alone, and we can be comforted by that knowledge. Keep loving, supporting, praying, and acting how God wants you to. Starve the things that no longer serve a purpose in your life, and feed the things that need to grow. Keep working while you're waiting. Let us pray. Dear Lord, the riches of your grace toward us is incomprehensible, for we are your workmanship, created in Christ to do good works, which you have prepared in advance for us to do. Your salvation, Lord, is a gift and is not dependent on who we are or what we have achieved. By your virtue, we are changed for your purpose and are saved by the faith we have in you. You know our deeds, thoughts, and actions. We are joined together unto you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In your blessed name I pray. Amen. Thank you all for listening. This is Tori of OurGivenPurpose.com.